let's look in Revelation chapter 1, verse number 3. I want to just take that for a moment tonight. Very familiar scripture to some. The Bible says, "Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand." You may be seated. May the good Lord have his blessings to the reading of the scripture. How many will pray for me?
Amen.
Please pray for me. I need your prayers. Amen. Some reason I feel hindered. Amen. Get started tonight. I don't want to feel hindered. But you can be assured, amen, that where the Lord is, the enemy is going to be right there present also. I want to say thank you for being at the Wednesday night service. Amen. God bless you for being here. I've always heard that the Wednesday night crowd is the backbone of your church. But verse number 3, let's look at that verse again. He said, "Blessed is he that readeth." I want you to notice there, and I'm not going to take time to, this wasn't part of the message, but he didn't say, "Blessed is he that understandeth." Did he? He said, "Blessed." How many can say, is there anybody in this congregation that could say that you understand all the prophecy of that book? If you do, I want to talk to you after service. I need some time. I stand in need of some teaching. Now, can I get an amen? He said, "Blessed is he that readeth." You say, "Well, preacher, I don't understand it." So, you know, sometimes we don't read things because we don't understand those things. I believe God's word has to be, first of all, sought. You got to be saved. Amen. Then you got to prayerfully seek God in understanding the word. Now, the Bible says, "Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy." In other words, you're blessed if you read it, and you're blessed if you hear it. And it says, "and keep those things which are written therein." So if we read it, and if we hear it, and if we keep it, amen. He said, glory to God, we would be blessed, for the time is at hand. Now, I want to stop there, amen, and just say, just by the way of introduction, amen. How many's looking forward to Jesus coming? How many would welcome the coming of the Lord tonight? I would welcome the coming of Jesus. Somebody said, "Preacher, I just can't. I'm just not the place I can welcome the Lord." Well, if you're not the place that you can welcome the coming of Jesus, that's a pretty good sign that you're not where you ought to be with God. And you need to get on the altar and ask God, amen, to get you to the place where you can be ready and looking and waiting for the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. How many, I'm going to ask you again, one more time, how many would welcome the coming of Jesus? I can welcome. Preacher, just as long as he don't come tonight. Listen, I welcome him tonight. You know what my theory is? The sooner, the better. Hallelujah. The sooner, the better. You said, "Preacher, I'm not to that place in my life spiritually." Well, listen, friend, then that means that your heart, somewhere in your heart, amen, there's an empty space, amen, that needs to be filled up, amen, and it needs to be filled up with the person, amen, and glory to God, of the Holy Spirit of God. That's what needs to be there. Now, I was thinking about this, amen, and I would welcome the coming of the Lord. And I didn't know God was going to lead this way. As a matter of fact, the Lord just didn't hit me till we were singing that song, "Press On, It Won't Be Long." You know, sometimes the Lord will give me a sermon, he'll give me a thought, and amen, and I'll study it, and I'm thinking, I mean, today's been a rushing day for me. I'll be honest with you. I didn't get a chance to study that much, and I was thinking, "Lord, what am I going to preach now?" You ever been that way teaching, brother? I'm sure some of the other teachers have. And I was thinking, "Lord, I fear, and I don't want to fail God, amen, in preaching the Word of God." And I'm sitting there thinking, the devil, he'll jump up on your shoulder and say, "Oh, you ain't, shouldn't get up. You shouldn't read. You shouldn't do this. And you know what I do? I just say, Lord, you're just going to have to help me. Lord, you know my heart. We're none perfect. Can I get an amen there? But we are forgiven. But I can stand up here tonight and say without a shadow of a doubt, I can welcome the Lord Jesus Christ in His coming right now. Amen. That ought to excite our soul. Hey, you know what? He tells us in the book of Thessalonians to comfort ye one another with these words. What is that? For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. The Bible said the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then those which are alive and remain shall be caught up together. Amen. Amen. With them to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Comfort ye one another with these words. If it's not a comfort tonight to know that you have, I want to ask you, let's just ask everybody in here tonight. You don't have to answer me, but don't judge yourself. I want to ask you the $1 million question. Tonight, if you was to die, are you 100% sure you would go to heaven? If you've doubted that, then you're not ready. If you second guess that, then you're not ready. And I'm welcoming the coming of the Lord Jesus. Now, there's friends I'd like to see saved. There's loved ones I'd like to see saved. But listen, friend, I'm still welcoming the coming of Christ. Now, let me get into the message. I said about the song, how the Lord used that. I had no idea I was going to sing that song. Amen. I just opened up the book and I was flipping through the hymn book. And all of a sudden it came. And boy, it stuck in my heart, praying song. I went and asked my wife. I said, can we sing that? In other words, I've seen if she could play that. And we had, and you know what? The hymn book opened up right to press on. It won't be very long. Amen. And here's what the subject of the title that God's given me tonight. Amen. By His help and grace. And when we're singing the song, it's just like the Lord just let it click in my mind. Here's the message tonight. It won't be long. Amen. It won't be long. I said, would you welcome the coming of Jesus? How many really believe that He could come today? Do you really? Amen. I'm not trying to be so facetious or whatever. How many really believe that He could come today? I really believe with all my heart, amen, that I believe that Jesus could come before this service is over. Amen. And I would welcome, like I've already said, the coming of Jesus Christ. But there's, you know, to every good thing, there's an opposite, there's a bad. If anything's good, then there's also a bad. If anything's bad, I believe you can always try to find the good. But I'm going to deal with the negative. Amen. You can't have positive without negative. You can't have negative without positive. Can I get an amen there? On a battery to start your cars, you got to have a positive and you got to have a negative. Can I get a witness there? Sure, some of you that knows batteries. Hallelujah. Amen. You've got to have them both. So they go together. They coincide together. So I'm going to give you, amen, the negative before I get to the positive. Amen. And that's something that I'm not going to preach that you've already, I know you've heard it, but God's put it on my heart. But first of all, tonight, it won't be long, first of all, until the scriptural, now you listen to me, until scriptural preaching is going to be scarce. Now, what do you mean by that, preacher? And you've heard me preach a lot about against the new times and the modern days. Amen. But it ain't going to be long till scriptural preaching is going to be scarce. You listen to me. I had my pastor, my former pastor, that I sat under for 20-some years. Amen. Brother R.J. Reynolds. I'll never forget what he said when the Lord led us to start to work up here. He more or less told me this in these words. Well, I don't know if I can get him verbatim by word, but he left me with this impression. He said, Brother Jeff, he said, if you keep the Holy Spirit and you keep the Holy Ghost, amen, in other words, present in your services, present, in other words, where the Spirit can have its leadership, where the Holy Ghost can have its way in the services. He said this, he said, that kind of church, amen, is going to be very scarce. And you know what I've seen in the last almost 19
come to see that he is correct in what he's saying. It ain't going to be long till scriptural preaching, amen, is going to be scarce. What do you mean by that, preacher? We got a movement in our own free will Baptist doctrine. Now, when they get to where they want to change the whole thing, is where I'm going to have a problem. Amen. I already got a problem with them trying to push in the ESV, the English Standard Version. I mean, them, they're trying to get that in something. Matter of fact, at Randall House Publications, amen, they had a big booth set up there in the National Association. And, amen, supposed to be free will Baptist, my understanding. I went up and I got looking at the Bible. They had NIVs. They had King James. They had New King James. And they had ESV. And I began to think about that. Can you have a holy indignation? I don't know if that's right, amen. But that upset me. And I thought, why? They tried to table this thing about the new Bible in our association several years ago. Of course, it got voted down to not to change, amen. But here's where the problem lies. See, we're a part of that organization. I believe Free Will Baptist is the closest as far as the denominational work is concerned. Amen. I believe we're the closest, or I would have been part of it. Can I get a witness? Talk about the way to believe. Let me tell you something, friend. Free Will Baptist ain't going to save you. Independent missionary church of God, they ain't none going to save you. It's just going to have to be through the blood of Jesus Christ. But here's what it is. We're part of that organization. And here's what I like. If it's any other way, I wouldn't be a part of it. But see, that association cannot govern this local body. In other words, that association is not even the local association, what we call the foothills. Association of the state of North Carolina. That's this section of the state of North Carolina. We're a member of the national. See, that association cannot come in here. The foothills that I'm the assistant moderator of, they cannot come into this church and they cannot dictate. They cannot tell us how to run this church. Now, if we get out of the free will Baptist doctrine, amen, out of that, out of those standards, then they can come in and do something about it. But here's where the problem lies. Every Free Will Baptist church, listen to me, amen, don't preach out of the same Bible. So because of that, because we can't govern, you said, but the association, I'll stand on one Bible. I'll agree with you there. Amen. Amen. But listen, I'm just saying, you pray for your preacher. Amen. You pray for your association. Can I get a witness? Praise the Lord. I'm just saying it's getting discouraging. But hey, it's getting to work. You say, well, what's wrong with these other versions? I got a study one time and talked to Gil. It's been years ago. But listen, when you leave the blood out of the Bible, you ain't got a Bible. Somebody said, I want to understand it a little bit better. Listen, it ain't going to be long until scriptural preaching is going to be scarce. You can look around at churches already and see that the scriptural preaching, amen, the Bible says in Amos 8 and verse number 11, behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. Verse number 12, and they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. You know where we're headed in America? You know where we're headed? Listen, we're in the Bible Belt. And we're so infested, amen, with perversions of the Word of God. It's unreal. We're so infested with preachers that will not get up and preach the whole counsel of God. And that's the reason we're in trouble. We're in trouble. It ain't going to be long till scriptural preaching. They can preach on cats. They can preach on dogs. They can preach on UFOs. They can preach on all this stuff. But it's going to be, hey, folks, all we need is the gospel, the same gospel that Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Ain't going to be long till it's scarce. Scriptural preaching. You better be aware. Don't take the preacher's word for it. When you hear me preach and you hear me give you those verses of Scripture, you need to make sure you write those down. You need to make sure that I'm preaching to you the true counsel and the true Word of God. Secondly, it ain't going to be long until the steadfastness to the church is going to be scarce. We've already seen that. You hear me preach about it a lot. Steadfastness in our churches is going to be scarce. Where's everybody at tonight? Amen. I mean, where's the people that were here Sunday morning? I'm not talking about people, amen, Sunday night. I'm not talking about people, amen, that's got a legitimate excuse. And by the way, what is a legitimate excuse in God's eyes? I'm glad I'm not the judge. Because if I was the judge, some of them would be in trouble. And if you were the judge, I'd be in trouble sometimes. I've got people there. But what are you saying? What is it? Where is everybody that was here Sunday morning and Sunday night? Why ain't they here tonight? Now you're saying you're preaching about those that's not here. Hey, listen, I'm not saying if they've got an excuse, it's between them and God. Amen. Hey, but listen, we've got folks, I pray, Lord, bless those. Amen. That are providentially hindered. Bless those that are hindered from me. Bless those that are sick. And then, Lord, just bless those that are unfaithful. I believe there's people that come on Sunday morning that could be here tonight, but they're just not here. I've had people ask the church to pray for them to get a certain shift job where they can be at church on Sunday or come to church all night. You know what? God give them a job that would bring that satisfaction that they could be here. And you know what? They still wouldn't come.
Uh-oh.
Ain't going to be long. We're already in it. Scriptural preaching's scarce. We're already seeing the steadfastness of the church scarce. Hey man, you heard me preach on it. Hebrews 10:25, not forsaken at the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. 1 Timothy 4:1, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Amen. You know why, amen, the steadfastness of the church? You know why that is? Amen. Hey, you know what? When I was raised up, my dad, he didn't encourage ball a whole lot, but I ain't got nothing against ball, but you've heard me say it recently. But I'm telling you all, when Wednesday night, they wanted to do basketball practice every Wednesday night. But guess what? Hey, man, my dad said, you ain't going ball practice, you're going. Said, so I didn't really have to. I asked a few times just out of curiosity, amen, to see if I could sway my daddy. Hey, man, but you know what? We've got the world, amen, dictating, amen, to our church people. And the church people is allowing the world to do that.
You know why the steadfastness of our churches are getting scarcer and scarcer? Because us as Christian people are allowing it to do that. Thirdly, it ain't going to be long. I didn't have too much of the bad. I didn't have too much of the negative. But it ain't going to be too long, amen, until the saints of God's going to possess total satisfaction. Heaven's looking forward to total satisfaction. You know, I thank God He lets me get a little bit of heaven down here. Oh, aren't you glad God lets you get a little bit of heaven? Hey, Brother Keith, I didn't know you had so much trouble, amen, when your vehicle says you was teaching Sunday morning. God bless your heart. I think, you know, amen, y'all felt sorry for Keith. All got people there. Amen. I know you wasn't wanting no pity party you left, and then that's okay. But I thought, my, no doubt he was down. No doubt he was discouraged. And you know what? He might not have just been kicked. You probably had some similar situation. He might not have been a motor. Or they might have been something else that concerned you that got you down just as bad as it did Brother Keith.
Amen.
But what? Everybody's still with me tonight. Praise the Lord. I'm saying, listen to me. But hey, you know, sometimes God will let us have a little heaven. You better be careful, though. Glory to God. Every time, amen, the heavens are going, amen, the Lord just pours it out. Hey, when things are going good, there's times that, amen, things have been going good at Lord's home church.
And it's just like something knocking my head today. You better watch it. It's a going good. The Lord's a blessing. Who doesn't? Every time God blesses, guess what's going to happen? The enemy's going to come in somehow and try to kill, steal, and destroy everything that God's trying to do in your life. Listen to me. It ain't going to be long till the saints of God's going to possess total satisfaction. Psalm 17:15. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. Amen. I don't know about you, but this world ain't my home. Hallelujah. I got a little old place down there, about 1,300 square foot. A double wide, amen, on 391 Ned McGeechee Road. But guess what? Hallelujah. If I don't make it home tonight, guess what? I've got a home in heaven. Amen. Thank God I get a little bit of satisfaction here, but one day I'm going to be able to receive total satisfaction. Amen. You talk about peace. You talk about joy. Heaven's looking forward to heaven. I don't know about you, I ought to excite our soul. Praise the Lord. Fourthly, it ain't going to be long until Satan's going to be cast down. I'm telling you what, folks, I'm looking forward to the day that I get to see him cast into the lake of fire. Somebody made a comment one time, the devil's tied, he's bound. Amen. Listen, the devil ain't bound yet. Did you know that? He ain't bound yet. The Bible says, amen, he's walking about seeking whom he may devour. Amen. Glory to God. I never did see that until about a year ago. He's walking around. One guy said, well, if he's bound, he's tied to my, he's chained to my leg if he's bound. Amen. How many feel like he's chained your leg sometimes? How many feel like he's strapped around you sometimes? You know what our problem is sometimes? I used this illustration years ago. And then sometimes we wouldn't be rubbed so hard by the devil if we wouldn't saddle him up. You know, when you go horseback riding, it's been years since I've been horseback riding. And I'll never forget one time, Lord of God, my daddy, he got a horse or a pony or something out the back of the house. I was 7 or 8 years old. Hey, man, they didn't have no saddle on it. I don't think it was saddled up. He wouldn't do him. I kept on him. I want on that horse. I'll never forget. I want on that horse. He set me up on that horse, and that horse was shaking the flies away from it or something. It scared me. That horse bucked me off. Amen. Amen. Now, if I had a saddle on it, amen, I might have held on.
Maybe.
You know, although it scared me, I liked it. I knew I was off that horse. And I give an amen by that. But you know what? We wouldn't be high as trouble if we wouldn't saddle. You know what most of us do? We give him a saddle. Say, all right, say. Right. Sometimes I wonder how I put him in the nuts. I wish I had the faith you had. I ain't got as much faith as she thinks I have. You don't need it. Now, there's sometimes I think my faith's strong. But you wait till I get to one of those battles I had been in. Amen. Amen. What am I going to blow down? Amen. Thank the Lord it didn't. Amen. But I didn't think it happened to you. Amen. I didn't think the Lord it happened to you. Amen. But I don't know what kind of faith. I don't know what it took to help him get through what he had to go through. I don't know what it took to help you get through from Sunday to Wednesday. Are you with this preacher?
Amen.
But one of these days, amen. It ain't going to be long until Satan's going to be cast down. Revelation 20:10, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. One of these days, that old booger, amen, it gives me so much trouble. That old dragon, amen, that gives me so much problems here, I'm going to get to see him cast. Sometimes I'm careful to say, if we're not careful, we'll
call evil good and good evil. I'm going to give you an example, like your truck driver. Now, we would have said the devil, wouldn't we? So, no, we've got to be careful of that. Because God might allow that. You're getting a whole different aspect, aren't you? God's a loving God. See, some people think because somebody told my mom one time, asked my mom because she was sick. This is, I'm talking about this before the Lord ever called me a pastor. Amen. It's when we was in, it's when I, we were still members of Bethel Church. I'll never forget, somebody told me, asked my mom, said, what do you do that causes you to be sick all the time? In other words, it left my mom with the impression she was sinning all the time because she was sick all the time. That's not right, friend. Now, I believe God can allow sickness. God can allow the devil to bring on that sickness. You remember Job? A perfect and upright man that feared God and eschewed evil. Matter of fact, the Lord said, you considered my servant Job. All right, what happened? He allowed the devil to touch everything around him, even to touch his body in physical. He said, the only thing you can't do is take his life. Huh? So we gotta be careful sometimes what we call the devil's work. Sometimes we call evil good. And sometimes we call good evil. But we got to be careful, amen. Sometimes God allows trials to come in our life that's led by the enemy. Huh? That's led by the devil. But sometimes it's to test our faith. Anybody been any testing this year? Well, I've heard expressions. How many would be willing to admit it? How many's that? Huh? How many's been tried this year? Raise your hand. Oh my. Let me make sure this thing's still on. It wasn't on to begin with. It's on now. Amen. Amen. If you had your Bibles turned, you know. Sister's done tuck notes. Praise the Lord. It ain't going to be long till scriptural preaching is going to be scarce. Is anybody have you witnessed that? Steadfast as the church is going to be scarce. We'll find out who's going to want revival the week of revival. But thank God one of these days the saints are going to possess total satisfaction. One day, I ain't going to have a trial. I won't be tried no more. My heart won't be broke no more. There won't be a fight. There won't be a battle. Hey, I won't have to get up and preach anymore. What I preach, I try to preach, amen, to try to keep, amen, glory, hallelujah, try to keep people on the straight and the narrow way, amen, when it takes all I can do to keep Jeff Duncan on the straight and narrow way. But one of these days, I won't have to preach no more. One of these days, amen, it ain't going to be long till Satan's cast down. How many's looking forward to that day? Ain't going to be, fifthly, it ain't going to be long until the storms of life's going to be over. I've asked if you've been through trials. How many's had a storm this year? Storm. We had a storm this morning, didn't we? Anybody hear that storm this morning? Raise your hand. You heard that storm? Let me tell you something. We have physical storms, but we have spiritual storms. I don't know what you've been through this year, but I'm telling you, we're going to be a day, we're going to wake up, and there ain't going to be no more storm. The Bible says in Revelation 21:4, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former
things are passed away. Acts 27:44 and the rest. Some on boards. And some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land. I'm telling you, there ain't going to be no snore storms one of these days. Sometimes I just get an old bad feeling. Everybody just ever get an old bad feeling. You don't know why you feel it. Amen. I mean, I'll get burdened. Brother Adam, I'll get burdened. I'm thinking, what have I done? Anybody ever been that way? What have I done? I think, why am I feeling this way? It puts you on edge. I mean, man, you think, but thank the Lord, I can get down on my knees or I can lay out flat. I'm talking about prostrate, flat on the floor, on my face, call out to God. One of these days, amen, the troubles of this life, we're living in a society, it's uncertain. Listen, friend, America is uncertain. Why do you say that, preacher? Listen, friend, I don't care who gets elected. Did you hear me? I don't care who gets elected. I mean, I care to the fact I got my opinion who I want in there, but I'm saying it don't matter who's in there. It's looking bad for America. But one of these days, I'm going to lay that cross down. Amen. I don't know about you. Listen, I've got the cross on my back. But one of these days, when I get to glory and I get to see Jesus, the one that died for my sins, amen, there ain't going to be storms that I have to go through no more, no troubles, no heartaches, no sorrow. Sometimes I feel like my heart's going to break. Amen, we worry about from day to day how we're going to make this bill, how we're going to make that bill. But guess what? One of these days, all those sorrows, amen, all those storms that we have to fight, amen, to struggle through, amen, I'm going to lay my cross down at the feet of Jesus. Amen, and I'm going to give Him the honor and the glory that's due Him. Amen. Listen, you know why? He deserves praise tonight. He deserves honor tonight. He deserves glory. Hey, you know why you're here? Hey, you're not here because if it's left up to the devil, you'd already be in hell. But you're here because of the mercy and the grace of God Almighty. I'm looking forward. There ain't going to be no more storms. I was telling somebody the other day, I said, I'm a preacher and I preach about worry. I was talking to a gentleman the other day. I said, I'm a preacher, and I preach about worry, and here I am worrying. Now, that ain't faith. Worry's a sin. How many saved tonight and you know it? There ain't no need for you to worry. Going to be long until we're going to get to hear the sound of the trumpet. You listening? 1 Thessalonians 4:16. I quoted some of it a while ago. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Remember what that shout's going to sound like? With a shout. With the voice of the archangel. Read what the voice of the archangel, that shout's going to be. And the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. I'm listening for the trumpet. If you're a child of God, you'll hear the trumpet. Angie, would you come to the piano? It ain't going to be long until somebody could be in hell that's heard this message. Uh-oh, won't you listen? Look up here. It ain't going to be long. until somebody that could be in hell tonight that's heard this message tonight. Preacher, everybody in here saved. I don't know your heart. The majority of this church raised their hand, they're saved. Listen, that's between you and God. Luke 16:23, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. It ain't going to be long until somebody that might be in this service tonight could be in hell. You say, preacher, I don't care if I go to hell. Oh, friend. What we need behind our pulpits and in our pulpits today is people that will say hell is real. You know what? They ain't no fear of God no more. They ain't no fear of hell no more. Revelation 20:15, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Your name has to be written in the book of life. I wonder if God stands, you stand before God that day. Hebrews 9:27, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Everybody in here is going to die. Tori, I don't want to. I'm using you tonight. How old are you, honey? 15 years old. Mama, you don't like to hear this. But Tori's going to die. Jeff Duncan's going to die. Norman Arwood's going to die. You know what? We don't like to talk about death, do we? Crystal Morrow's going to die. Morrow. Stansel. I'm still remembering her when she was this little. You hear me? We don't like to talk about it. We don't think about it. You know why we don't like to think about it? It's because we have, one reason, first of all, death, I don't fear where I'm going when I die. That ain't what I fear. I fear how I'm going. Anybody else have that fear? That's the reason we don't like to fear. We don't like to think about death. But it's reality. And as it is appointed unto men once. That I, you know what we're born to do? That little baby that my daughter's getting ready to birth into this world, if God allows that to happen. You know what that little baby's born to do? To die. That baby is born to die. You say, Blake, how old are you, Blake? 10 years old. Caden, how old are you? 5 years old. You say, they're just now living. They're growing. Yeah, but while they're growing, you know what's happening? This is going to sound like a, what do they call it, an oxymoron? Whatever. I don't know. But you know, it's going to sound opposite. But you know what? They may be growing physically, but guess what? To our eyes, this little boy's a growing. He's in the prime of his life. He's a spurting. Hey, he's growing every day, but he's also on a downhill spiral. You say, but he's 5 years old. He can't die. Oh, but preacher, somebody that young has to die in an accident or has to die in some kind of trouble. If God wants Kate, and I don't mean to hurt you. If God wants Kate. You know what God would have to do? Say, come on, Cain. I know little 10-year-old boys. I didn't know them personally. Sitting, listening to their family. His family was a practicing gospel music at a church. His family's son, 10 years old, he is on the back pew. Now there's a practicing singing. That little 10-year-old boy died with a heart attack. You don't have to be old to die. Did you hear me? God is no respecter of persons. It's appointed unto men once to die. You're born to die. God's given somebody a warning in this church tonight.
You've tried it all. You've been, God's given you warning after warning after warning after warning. And you're hearing, you say, preacher, why did you have to preach that tonight? I don't know why. God knows why. But I must give you a warning. You better live right. You better do right. There's people that are living hypocritical lives. Amen. They're using a church. Amen. For something to hold on to in their social life. I'm going to tell you something, friend. When you stand before God, it don't matter if you got your name on the board. It don't care if you've been baptized. If you're sinning your life, you'll go to hell without God. Ain't going to be long till somebody could be in hell tonight that's heard this message. Preacher, you're just trying to scare me. I wished I could scare you enough for you to do something about your salvation. Let's all stand at our feet. I believe there's somebody in here that's lived a hypocritical life. I don't know why. You need to come tonight. Every head bowed. Every eye closed. Now, what are you going to do with the message that God's given us? Now, you may come and you may just want to thank God for salvation. One of these days your troubles are going to be over. Your storms are going to be over. I'm going to let her sing a song. Why don't you bring it to the Lord? And if you're doubting your salvation, don't let nothing hinder you from coming to this altar. If you'll take one step, I promise you God will take the rest. All you got to do is take the first one. Mean it in your heart. Trust God with all your soul. Preacher, if I go up there, they'll think I'm lost. Quit worrying about what they think. You may be a Christian.
For the thoughts of worldly wealth seem less each day. The things I used to think were so important, now they seem to just be in the way. I'm so glad He offered all of us salvation.
For
we have no hope if He had not come down. He sees each and every heartache, every burden that we carry. And He whispers, soon you'll trade them for a crown.
Folks are coming around the altar. You know what you mean?
So the road is long and hard, and I may stumble, and the world claims victory when I am down. But through it
all,
you're
not here by mistake.
I'm
bring it to Jesus.
To that promise.
You're tired. You're tired physically. You're tired spiritually. You've ran and you've ran from the call of God.
Yours,
and God has spoken to you. He's been tender. He has mercy on you.
There's a choice to make and you must take.
You said, but preacher, I've been too bad. No, you ain't been too bad, friend. Preacher, I've done too much. You ain't done too much, friend. All you got to do is just come say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Would you do that?
Chance.
People are praying on this
the
altar.
Greatest miracle
I don't know their name, but you know your
for
name.
Granted.
Preacher, I've made a mess out of my life. I've made a mess
out of
everything I've tried to do. That's okay, friend. Everybody in here one time's made a mess. But thank God, God can clean up messes. You say, preacher, all the pieces are broken. Yeah, but God can put those broken pieces back together. All you got to do is just let God put those broken pieces together.
Rest in as you pray.
Believe it when you pray. Amen.
And the world claims victory when I am down. But through it all, I'm still clinging to that promise. The decision's yours, be careful how you make it. There's a choice to make and you must take a stand. There are a million souls who've died without salvation, and they would trade this world away for one more chance. The greatest miracle ever taken for granted is that the Son of God has died for you and me. And though the world tries to ignore Him, I must shout how I adore Him. And though the devil rages, Jesus, I'll believe. Though the road is long and hard and I may stumble, and the world claims victory when I am down, but through it all I'm still clinging to that promise. For every cross there is a crown, but through it all I'm still clinging to that promise. Yes, praise the Lord.
No wonder I had a hard time trying to get out. God knows what we need, don't He? Now don't just raise your hand. And if you don't raise your hand, it don't mean that you wasn't blessed. But if God's helped you tonight, raise your hand. He's helped you. Thank you, Jesus. Sing another stanza and ask me. Altar still us. Sing the last.
The decision's yours. Be careful how you make it. There's a choice to make and you must take a stand. There are a million souls who've died without salvation, and they would trade this world away for one more chance. The greatest miracle ever taken for granted is that the Son of God has died for you and me. And though the world tries to ignore Him, I must shout how I adore Him. And though the devil,